joining us on a beach, and it's pretty.
Holbosch Beach.
A Holbosch Beach.
I think this is Holbosch Beach.
Oh, it's Holbosch Beach. Okay. For episode 4. Well, it's an episode. I'm not sure how many episodes we've done so far. And
it's all blurring to one.
It is. Welcome to Walking with Dave. Ben, if you wouldn't mind singing us the theme tune, please.
How I forget about this every fucking time. Piss off, Dave. Just go okay. With it.
Ben's refusing to sing the theme tune. Not for the first time. This behaviour continues, Ben.
Possibly the fourth.
Possibly the fourth. So, welcome to Bill.
Thanks very much, Dave. Apologies for all of my sniffing. I have a little cold.
A sniffle.
You don't apologise to anyone, Bill.
And welcome to Ben.
Right.
Mouth full of balls.
That's getting cut.
Why?
By balls, I mean ice cubes.
Yeah, balls of ice, that's a thing.
Balls of ice. Yeah. We're on Holbosch Beach, and we're pretty relaxed.
As you can probably tell, actually, we're a hell of a lot quieter than we have been on any other podcast. I'm getting...
It's because we're not drunk, and there are people relaxing around us.
Yeah. But the sun's out. Sometimes. Yeah, we've had a few spots of rain, actually. It's meant to rain today. But so far, we've had, maybe... Maybe a grand total of two minutes of rain.
This is the shittest rain. This is shit rain.
And so you're right there, Soph.
Just listening.
Okay, cool.
That's not gonna help.
I thought you were doing tactics.
Right. We can talk tactics. What tactics are required for a podcast?
Well, probably planning a podcast, buying the right equipment. Yeah. Having interesting things to say.
Plots, themes, that kind of thing.
A theme tune.
Hey, what did I listen to? Second episode of podcast. First.
You've just listened to the second episode.
It was. Really? I liked it with the...
I haven't listened to that yet.
With the music at the beginning and the end. It made it seem infinitely more professional immediately. Yeah.
Why haven't I listened to it yet?
Because you've been reading the BBC News website.
Oh, that's true.
Other news websites are available. it's not a bag of drugs, it's a bag of crisp crumbs. In fact, that might even be banana crisps crumbs.
Those were really satisfying to eat, but
tasteless.
Basically nothing.
Yeah.
Really, certainly not very satisfying to listen to you talk about that.
Especially negative about the content.
Absolutely. So, since the last podcast, we have gone live with episode 1. And we have currently a total of 20 listeners. For episode 1, we're up to 70.
Yeah, listens. At least 5 of those listens are Dave.
I haven't listened to it once.
Or various people trying to listen to it in Mexico, failing and having to try and listen to it again.
At least 3 of them are me. I've got to say as well, that is some bad drop-off. 70 down to 20. Well, people obviously listened to the teaser and were like, not for me.
Either that or when they went, this is really for me, but I can't bear it, the next one to be 10 times longer.
So, good luck for episode 2, which is 46 minutes long.
I'll tell you what though, like we've said of these all along.
Is episode 2 any good?
I really enjoyed it. And even if nobody else, listens to this at all or enjoys it, I still think it's great to have as
a
record of what we've done.
That's true. That's really fun. And I'm not going to lie, I find myself a lot funnier listening back to myself.
There's a great bit in episode 2 where you find yourself especially funny. And for some reason laugh like some kind of small girl. I'm not really sure why or where it came from.
So we're hoping to... Well, I think I'll probably release episode 2 possibly tomorrow, possibly when we hit Mexico City on Saturday or Friday.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I've got to get... Wi-Fi's been a real issue in Holbosch because it's on an island. It is an island. And the internet to islands seems to be pretty dismal.
Almost non-existent.
Which is cool because we're trying to relax and have a lovely time and not spend the whole time looking at our phones.
That's literally what we've been doing for the past 2 hours, though.
Pretty much. We found some Wi-Fi for browsing the BBC website.
At probably the best place we've been to on the island so far.
Yeah,
I like this guy.
Zomai Hotel, is it?
Hotel Zomai. Shout out to the Slackline.
Oh, God, yeah. Can I take your order?
Very friendly.
Yes, thank you. Now I'm just going to go and do some slacklining. And then I'll bring you some food. And then I'll go and do more slacklining. So...
Christ alive.
Hang on, we're talking too much about here.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
you're ruining the surprise of the next
We'll talk about this in the future.
The day that we're meant to talk about at all.
So, what are we covering on this podcast, Bill?
Sumidero Canyon.
Sumidero Canyon.
Which is one of the suggested trips out of San Cristobal.
Mm. We could have done an all-day trip out to Palenque.
But it was 5 hours each way.
Yeah. 10 hours travelling and about 4 hours of seeing.
Just seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like that ratio. That's a shit ratio.
Yeah, as ratios go. So we went to Sumidero Canyon, which involved an hour of driving each way. We went there.
probably about an hour
to get there. The way back took a lot longer.
We'll come to that on the way back.
It was quite a long drive. There was us and, again, a few more people. Nice Dutch couple.
Were they nice? Did you speak to them? Did you just realised they were Dutch and just decided they were nice?
No, very briefly.
Were they on our bus?
They said things like back and forth to me every now and again. Nothing. We didn't talk, but they said things and they seemed nice. Yeah. Plus, they're Dutch, so of course they're nice.
Of course they're nice. Probably high as a kite. So, yeah, Sumidero Canyon, we got on the bus, we went to the base of the canyon, which is a river.
Mm. First time seeing water so far on this trip.
Yes,
which
yes.
is always good.
Now we've seen quite a lot, but...
it's old hat now.
It's old hat now. We got in a boat, a very quick boat, and I did my usual trick of trying to hog two seats to myself so that I could spread.
How did that go, Dave?
It went really badly. The boat was full and I had to sit next to someone I didn't even know and didn't really talk. After a tuck biscuit at one point, she took it.
She said thank you?
She did say thank you, actually, yeah. But we didn't exchange many words. And most of the time I was very uncomfortably sat on half a seat because I didn't want to...
I don't think he's expressed it to us yet. I wasn't really aware of this whole man-spreading tactics going on.
Yeah, well, we're saying that Dave was one of the nicest people we knew the other night.
Maybe
he actually is a total bellend. I just haven't realised it.
I think that, yeah. Certainly is to Mexican strangers.
She was
offering
not
her
Mexican.
One tuck biscuit.
So we went on this big old boat.
Probably like 30 people in it? 25?
Yeah, all sat nice and cosily. And we got about...
Very long, kind of speedboat-ish type affair.
The kind of boat that rises up at the front a lot when you get going. So much so that you can't really see what's in front of you. But you can see what's side to side.
It was a very sunny day.
It was a beautiful day, that day.
Cracking.
The guy was sort of on a raised platform at the back.
He was.
Pointing out various
things in Spanish.
Points of interest in Spanish.
What
was the first thing he pointed out?
No, it was an iguana first.
Oh.
First one was an iguana, and then he saw crocodiles, which were.
We saw
much...
three iguanas, didn't we?
We did. Well, I saw two, maybe.
Which was your best iguana?
Probably the first one, the ginormous one that looked like a dinosaur.
It was cool. That was my favourite iguana as well.
Because it moved as well. After
it did move.
While.
It was very moving.
And then we saw a shitload of crocodiles, and we got very close to some crocodiles as well.
Yeah, really close.
But crocodiles are old hat at this point.
They seemed like I went on a
picked up on that, have you?
Yeah.
I went on a crocodile crocodile riverboat journey in Australia once.
Is it better or worse than this one?
I think the biggest one I saw was about 4 foot long.
Oh, these were like six, seven?
And the rest sometimes,
And one of them was massive, but it sort of hid behind a log.
And they,
weren't as snappy as I thought they'd be.
No, they weren't. And they just kind of tended to walk away from us as soon as we got near them, also, which is fair enough.
I mean,
if I was lying naked on a beach, then I'd probably try and avoid a boat full of strangers coming to watch.
Wouldn't be coming to see you.
They'd be carrying handcuffs with them, is what I
think. In the time that we were out there, there was probably, what? Maybe eight other boats of people.
Yeah.
Like, in front of us that we passed, so they're probably just used to it by now. They're just like, whatever.
And they were the proper vicious-looking crocodiles as well, with the proper pointy, really pointy kind of scales, like, along the back, spines along the back.
It's when they're sat there chilling with their mouth open. Like,
yeah.
That must be exhausting. I mean, I realise I do that a lot. But
sleeping with Ben.
That's not open, that's just a gate.
So, yeah, we saw loads of crocodiles. Then what else did we see?
Spider monkeys.
Spider monkeys.
He got very close to the spider monkeys.
Oh.
Spider monkeys are banging.
Still have a bit of a thing about monkeys after various trips where they suddenly steal things. As fuck. But those ones seem pretty chilled.
They were. They were literally hanging over our boat at one point, just staring at us. Got my
scratching themselves.
Scratching themselves quite a lot.
Oh yeah,
got my zoom lens out. Pretty chuffed.
Extendable.
It is extendable to 300 millimeters.
That's objectively quite a lot, isn't it?
30 centimeters.
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah,
got some pretty decent photos of spider monkeys.
I'm going to contest that measurement, actually.
What do you mean?
Contest it?
Yeah.
What, 300 millimetres is 3
centimetres? No, I think it is 30 centimetres. I just think
that's an engineer.
I think Dave's exaggerating.
Yeah, but it's not, this is boring. It's not the actual length to which it extends, it's the focal length.
Exactly.
Wait, so that probably is the length to which it extends.
It doesn't go to 30 centimetres.
No, it's probably some
size,
sort of clever maths.
Depends on the
there.
Size of the thing at the end, isn't it?
If you're a photographer, hit us up. We'd love to know.
Because we aren't.
Do you not think of yourself as an amateur photographer?
Very amateur.
I mean, I've kind of slacked off my camera in favour of just using my phone because it's easier, so probably not. I don't think an amateur photographer would do something as lazy as that.
Let us know your views on Bill's amateur photography. Do you want to
Can I use this as
plug,
a vehicle to
plug
promote my
Instagram? You can plug here right now.
So it's it's Bill, all one word. Not oh shit, Bill. Oh, it's
it does
Bill.
Look like it.
I know.
Is that intentional?
No.
And when he says oh, that's oh.
Oh yeah, OHITSBI L L.
You forgot how to spell your name.
Yeah.
The rest of it was fine. You forgot how to spell your name.
Well, actually, halfway through, I was realizing that in Spanish it would be B.
I'm pretty sure I've never met a Spaniard called B. Spelled B I L.
But I have a Spanish colleague, and she says my name a bit B, so that's probably why. Double L. Fun fact.
Right, okay, so
it's just fact.
Fact.
That man's got a thing on his head.
Spider monkeys.
He has got a thing on his head.
He's got a sore jaw.
He's got like colourful red and yellow ribbon wrapped around his head. Supposedly to keep his mouth shut.
You could do it on those, Ben.
I've barely said anything this podcast. I'm leaving it to you guys.
Okay. Bill, you've done a lot of talking this podcast. Why is that?
Well, that's because I heard my voice in the last one and it wasn't quite as ridiculous as I thought it was going to be, so I'm more comfortable saying things.
Are you trying to lay down a bit more authority over this?
No, not necessarily. It's very much your podcast.
Okay.
As it should be.
I mean, we can change the name to Walking with Bill if you like.
I don't think anybody would be interested in that.
Okay.
Everyone knows how much
walking
I hate
with B.
walking.
Walking with shit Bill.
Cycling with Bill.
Yeah. On a fixie, on a Mexican fixie. Anyway, we'll come to that.
Time now,
we're travelling through time. We'll come back to that. The Mexican bikes.
That's basically all of it for the canyon, isn't it? We got to the end. There were
there was that fucking waterfall wall.
That was a lovely waterfall. We went under it, and it was like a glistening mist. I thought we were going to get really wet, but amazingly, we didn't.
Speak for yourself, I was sopping wet.
That's because you had two guys next to you splashing every time we went fast on the boat.
It's just because you had two guys next to us.
beautiful pictures of the waterfall. Once you get them moved from my camera to my phone, hopefully I'll get some of those up on the Instagram. So you can all enjoy them as much as we did.
Have you plugged your Instagram?
My Instagram, at Walking With Dave.
Oh, so that's the Instagram?
That's the Instagram.
Okay. I tried to find your other one the other day and I couldn't. You got
really I also have an even more amateur podcast. Podcast? I don't have any other podcasts. I have an even more amateur photography Instagram. Dave_from_whitebeak. Is that right?
Like, what? Do you reckon I know?
I don't know.
I don't follow.
Is it Dave from Whitebeak or one word? Check it out. Or don't.
Don't there. Unless you like zoom ins of various flowers.
Birds. And there's a few birds on there.
There are a few birds. Dave has a zoom lens, he's not afraid to use it.
It's an extender.
30 minutes. So where did we go after that? We went up to the top of into a big old lake where they had a statue of...
Well, there was a dam.
Yes.
At one end, hence the lake. And then there was a statue which looked very... What's the word I'm looking for?
Communist.
Yeah, very communist. We thought maybe it was a war thing. Turns out it was to the people that built the dam, which is quite a nice thing to do, really.
They built a statue of four people that built the dam. I'm sure it was built by more.
Representative of
more people.
Or maybe it was just four, and that's why they thought we better
done a good job,
build a statue about this. Some people in the boat tried to sell us some food, but we brought our own.
And the lady behind me got her fingers.
I don't think I've felt so guilty about anything in quite some time.
The lady behind me on the boat.
Second breakfast.
Those chips are banging.
The girls have bought themselves some food. Which I suppose they're right. They have the right to do.
We should have brought podcast snacks before starting.
We've just had crisps and banana crisps. So
then we kind of went back
really
incredibly
fast.
Quickly. Yeah. So much so that I think
a man lost his hat.
A man lost his hat, and also
it wasn't a Mexican sun hat, was it?
Wait, the Mexican sun hat is a thing of note. We should mention that. This lady, as we said earlier, it was a very hot day, and this lady had no hat of any sort. So she'd somehow got some sort of
polystyrene well, she did have
food container, from which was dubbed the Mexican sun hat, and held it over her head to keep off the sun. But as Ben pointed out, she had it over her face,
not her
the
head.
Entire time. Yeah. So she basically saw nothing.
She saw absolutely nothing. It was impossible to have seen anything. Hi.
She saw lots of polystyrene that day.
She would have done, yeah.
She's a polystyrene expert at this point, probably.
Yeah. If I ever have any thoughts or questions about polystyrene.
I was going to say, it's unlikely that you're ever going to have any thoughts
on anything. Ever. she saw that. And another man was sat at the front of the boat, at the high end, and he swapped hats with his partner, I think because hers was flapping around too much, so he put hers on and immediately lost it because we were going too fast.
The guy, the driver, the pilot, the captain, it's not a captain of that sort of boat, is it?
What
the man
mean?
Driving the boat.
Captain, I guess.
Was right.
Absolutely gunning it, so much so that we stopped about three times. I think it was purely so that he could give the engine a little break.
No.
He'd had it pinned for the entire journey.
Actually, on a serious note, he wasn't. He was slowing down to
avoid logs.
Avoid logs, but also a shit ton of plastic, bottles, flip flops, horrible stuff, like in the river. That was quite
sad. Considering it was a place that's supposedly protected. And the price of our tickets was going to go partly towards helping to
conserve
the area. It was quite a lot of plastic at various points. Not through all of it, but at various points.
It needed a good dredging. But, also, I mean, to be fair, of the areas that had plastic in it, they were mostly surrounded by crocodiles, and I wouldn't try and remove plastic from a crocodile area.
Yeah, that crocodile in the plastic there was...
It was lying horrible. On a bed of plastic. It was horrible.
Like, shotgun, you could do that job.
Why don't they just hire crocodiles?
Lie on a bed of plastic?
No, remove the plastic from the crocodile area. Use a rake?
The guy said something about it being to do with rain, and that it was washed down from, I guess, a town that's like upstream, upriver somewhere.
Yeah.
And it all ends up down there, which is a shame.
Anyway,
but then there was also a dude selling loads of snacks on the boat, so
full of plastic
from the middle of the thing. So I imagine they'd be lying if they're going to pretend they don't have any contributing elements to it.
There weren't very many hats floating around in the water, though, were there? Considering we saw one go.
No.
Maybe they collect the hats and resell them at the end of the day.
It's a niche market.
Secondhand hats.
Secondhand hats.
They're old hat at this point.
Free. Thank you. This podcast is old hat. Then we got off. We got off the boat, and they were playing the Mario theme tune on some sort of xylophone.
But like a synth.
It was weird, wasn't it? It's it had a weird timbre to it. That's a musical word. But no, it's cool.
Stayed on Ben's face.
In fact, I've got a recording. I put it in here.
That doesn't get cut. That stays in. In fact, that could be the theme tune.
You've got to sing over the top of it then.
What do you think this is?
Singing with Ben?
Yes.
Nobody would listen to that.
No, that's not up to
we got off, we got back on the bus, and we went to a town.
Have we done the viewing points yet?
Oh, we went to the viewing points, that's right. Yeah, we went up, we went to the viewing points, we took some photos.
It's very much the same as the bottom, but from the top, wasn't it? That's basically the extent of it.
We basically had an aerial view of where we'd just been on the boat.
Yeah. I mean, there were some pretty good...
I needed to see it three times.
No, the last once would have been worth it.
I should have just gone straight to the top one.
Yeah, and we saw some enormous spiders, probably deadly.
They had yellow legs, so...
And a snake on the road.
Oh, big old snake on the road.
Thank you. 300 millimetres.
As Ben sits there, legs akimbo.
Always.
And then, we took some snaps, photos of that. And then we went to a town called... Chiapas del Corzo or something?
Chiapas is the region.
No, but the name of the town was Chiapas del something.
Well, do we know that? Because
yes, I mean, it had all over the t-shirt.
Okay, because the guidebook mentions that town.
Yeah.
It was a really nice town. The sun was sort of beginning to set.
Was it really nice? We had half an hour.
It was basically identical to the town we were staying in.
But not as good.
But yeah, not as good.
So it was
and
a big twirl.
We already had a very half an hour to look around.
Yeah, so we had some really cheap tacos, which were desperately required at that point. And then we had a look at some more Mexican tat.
And then got to sit on the bus for 40 minutes.
Did you get beer and some chips?
Yeah.
I've already got beer.
Well, I'd hardly that's got a bit of beer.
I managed to convince my body that I'm not ill by using those painkills of yours.
Your Roddy?
I'll try to find them myself.
Your body?
My body!
Who's your Roddy?
David Roddigan.
Is that a musician person?
Do you know
a musician person?
A musician person.
Do you know him?
No, not at all. He's some, like, I want to say dub producer?
Oh,
did he
produce
this? He has some track that's like, Roddy, Roddy.
Dave, are you going to make sure we've got all the rights to put this podcast on with this music in the background?
Shit, yeah, that's a good point. It might get claimed.
I'm not sure it will. It's in the background. We have not put this music.
We're critiquing on. The music, therefore it's okay. It's fair use, isn't it? This is shit.
Have we mentioned yours and Bill's dislike of reggae? Or...
Why would we have mentioned that?
I don't know.
It's brought up quite a lot.
Oh, we talked about we sang Night Nurse for you, didn't we?
Which one of the three reggae songs is this one?
Don't know.
Not the one about weed, or the one about fire. It must be the other one.
The one about love.
About what's the other one about? It's about
I don't know.
It's about Rastafarianism.
It sounds like that could be that one.
There we go. So so then we got back on the bus and we went up and probably went out for dinner, had a few beers, listened to some explosions.
Oh, we're still at the exploding place, aren't we?
We are.
Is this the night of explosions?
No, this is the night after explosions.
Okay.
Of explosions, which there were still explosions.
There were still some explosions, weren't
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
The explosion's not so much isolated to one day.
More no. like a week.
Yeah, I don't think they ever stopped.
I imagine
until... fewer or far between.
They weren't that disruptive, but if you were looking to visit San Cristobal, maybe don't go in the second week of December.
I think you should
Oh,
go.
I definitely think you should. The Lady of Guadalupe Festival is... brilliant.
Okay, agreed, but make sure that where you're staying is not very near to a church.
Bring earplugs as well, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure vicinity to the church is going to have much effect.
They're, I know, we were right next to one of them, and that's why it was so loud.
Yeah, but they were going off like 100 metres above us, whereas...
Some of them felt like they were going off like literally in my ear.
Yeah.
It didn't keep anybody awake really, did it? So it was good.
Did they not keep anyone awake?
Didn't keep me awake. I dosed myself.
I thought they would, but
they woke me up periodically, but they didn't keep me.
Fair enough. Okay. And I think that's the end of that day.
Can we do a commentary? Didn't we do the drunk podcast after this?
We did do a drunk podcast immediately after this. Yeah.
Did we not mention the drunk?
No, it wasn't that one. That was the next day.
We're not using any of the drunk podcasts.
I think there is some that we can use.
Maybe we can make a 10-minute drunk podcast.
A Christmas Day bonus podcast.
Yeah, Christmas special.
Just to ruin everyone's Christmas day.
It's not very festive.
Or funny. Or interesting.
Yeah.
It's grossly offensive at times as well.
What will we be talking about in the next podcast?
Well, to be honest, I'm baffled that this counts as a podcast. So we've got like 10 minutes worth of usable stuff. 28 minutes this has been going on for.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you'll cut it down.
Cut it down to about 25.
Did you hear that he cut a solid 12 straight out of the last one?
Did he really?
There's just cross-talk all the time. You couldn't tell a word anyone was saying.
Of which one?
That was the episode 2.
Oh, we were all there, weren't we? We were all drinking and all there. Yeah.
So what did we do next? We left San Cristobal pretty much. Well, we did some washing, but I'm not sure our listeners want to hear about that.
We had another day in San Cristobal.
Yeah.
And we just walked to various churches on that day.
We bought coffee. So I guess our next trip would be from San Cristobal to Cancun.
Via Tuxla.
Via the rapey hostel.
Yes.
Oh, in Cancun.
Yeah.
It was an odd place.
It was an odd place.
I quite liked it. I mean,
depends on how much you like people staring at you.
We could just bash out this Cancun bit now as well.
I'm edging towards that.
And then we're straight on to...
Okay, should we bash out Cancun?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got on a plane, we arrived in Cancun. There was Spider-Man was climbing along the ceiling of the airport.
That was quite impressive, actually.
Ben threw his money into a bin.
Why?
That's a bin.
It earned my patronage. Patronage.
I like this. You know what it is, right?
Kasabian.
I don't know who it's by.
This one's about fire.
It's
Kasabian.
It's Kasabian.
Clubfoot.
Yeah. Remix.
Strange remix.
So we got to Cancun. We went to a strange little hostel. We had some beers there. We went for Mexican food. I mean, Cancun didn't... There was not a lot that happened in Cancun.
Nobody was really staying at that hostel.
No.
It just seemed like all the people that were staying there were people who were also working there.
Yeah.
Must be great for the owners because it means they don't have any staffing costs, but also make no money, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, there were those other two we met at breakfast who were also like, we're here for one night because we don't like Cancun and want to get out of here.
Where were they going?
Tulum, I think.
And then there was two that were going straight on to... What's the bit south of Cancun? Playa del Carmen.
I thought it was funny that the guy who was telling us we could stay around because they were doing pizza that night, who worked there,
yeah,
then also got out of a bunk bed next to us in the morning.
Like, oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wait. What are you?
What are you?
We drank a lot of beer that night, I seem to remember.
We did, yeah. Thanks for paying for that bill.
That's okay.
Because everyone else walked off.
To be fair, as sketchy as that place seemed, I did give the barman three times too much money, and he gave it back to
all
me.
Back.
Yeah. What an honest guy.
What an honest guy. And then we woke up and we got our bus to
Holbosch.
With our new friend Fanny.
I've ever
oh on. Yeah, it was so odd.
The bit me and Ames were sat in was raised up so much that you couldn't see out any of the windows.
Yeah, we had a window that was kind of like stomach height, yeah. Almost.
Too low for stomach height.
Thanks for showing us how high your stomach is, Ames.
It's roughly nipple height.
Really wrong. Hang on.
We shared a lift with a lovely Greek girl called Fanny.
It's not the Greekest name I've ever heard.
No,
what is the Greekest name?
Oh, I don't know.
Mikos?
Something.
I don't think
we should be speculating on Greekness.
But no, she was Greek, she was lovely, and then we never saw her again.
We saw her on the beach.
While bathing. No, whilst doing yoga on a beach.
Christ,
anyway.
It sounds so rapey when you say that.
So anyway.
Like a job at that hostel, you can just stare at people like the guy.
Join us next time on Walking with Dave for...
Oh, it's sunny again.
Holbosch, with and without rain.
Mainly without.
Mainly with pelicans as well.
So many pelicans, they're so cool.
They are cool, man.
Do you know,
I thought they were toucans for a while. Completely different bird.
Yeah, toucans like parrots.
Pelican play that game.
Toucans are the ones on the Guinness advert.
Keep that in.
Pelican play that game.
Pelican play that game.
Ben Khan.
Ben Khan. Why not? Go on, let him play.
Oh.
I probably wouldn't be able to anyway. Does it involve whistling or skipping?
Yes, both.
Any form of coordination.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you very much for listening to episode whatever it is of Walking with Dave. This has been a Gastric Band production.
This has been the worst episode of Walking with Dave by a long margin.
Thank you.
Even the second half of that drunk podcast will be better than this episode.
Thank you very much to my Gastric Band.
You're welcome.
And tune in next time. Bye.
Bye.
Just use this music. Oh, bye.